Welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministries podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner. Today we're talking with Steve Goss, who started Project 812, and it's one of the Michigan District's Innovative Missional Ministries that helps people in a number of ways. And Steve, thanks for joining us so much. Tell us a little bit more about your mission there at Project 812.
Back in 2018, I was approached by the Michigan District to take a look at initially how we could do some human care ministry, new innovative human care ministry, specifically in Macomb County. Southern Macomb County is where we're primarily looking at. Just try to get an idea of, okay, what does the community look like and what are some of the challenges and needs of how the church could reach into those communities and make an impact for not only God's kingdom growth, but how can we help impact the beneficial growth for the community at large? So that's kind of how we got started with this.
So who are those people that you're helping right now? And what are those services that you offer to get them where they need to be?
Each community is unique with how they're made up. When we see, obviously in the city of Detroit, there's a lot of poverty level issues that are very common in some of our urban environments. But when you step outside of that, when you get just north of Detroit, you see some of that impact that's there as well in poverty. But also the makeup of people and their economics threshold that they're in there is just above the poverty line. So it's unique in the fact that they don't necessarily receive or qualify for governmental assistance and attention that a lot of poverty level programs draw. There's literally a cultural melting pot of different environments that people are coming into, and that creates a lot of different challenges of how do we as the church interact with that community and how can we serve them.
Now, on your website, you talk about cultivating growth, changing lives, and everyone has a unique purpose in this world. We want to help you unbury your talents and reach your God-given potential. So tell me, how does Project 812 do that?
The 812 is from Zechariah 8, verse 12. And it gives us those agricultural terms of what Zechariah was envisioning of this rebirth and rebuilding of Jerusalem would look like, where the crops will give their produce, the vines will give their fruit, the heavens will give its due, and all of this will be for the remnants of these people. So that cultivating growth to change lives, that's really how we took a look at how can we utilize the resources and the tools that are in the community and cultivate that ground so that it can be growth for those individuals in the community and benefit them. How do we help families and individuals move from where they may be struggling to a point of where they could be thriving? And the three areas that we looked at, and we call them our three pillars of what foundation would look like for stability, is that individuals, or specifically families, we'll need to have access to affordable childcare, which is very expensive. They need to have access to gainful employment. And then they also want to move to a point where they can have access to affordable home ownership, not just affordable housing, but home ownership itself. And all of that's built upon, you know, a faith foundation and being connected into a community that's grounded in Christ. Once we did our initial assessments, we did some testing to say, okay, here's the three pillars that we're looking at, and put it back out into the community and said, okay, where do these stack up priority-wise? Because our initial thought was we could start with a low-income child care, and that could be an easy way that we could build inroads with people and start to make impactful ministry into their lives and into their community. And the reality is it came back to us and said, the results came back to us and said, yes, childcare is important, but we need to have access to gainful employment. So that's where we started to develop our program, which we call Prosper. That is basically it's like a vocational life skills, job skills training program to help individuals, you know, be able to assimilate not only more effectively into their current employment profession, but also how do they build upon that and grow?
So Prosper is a course, and it's 6 to 8 weeks. Is this online? Is this in person? And now there are also, you offer workshops and business team building as well, too, to go along with this, correct?
Yeah. So that was part of what we wanted to accomplish as well, is how can we help be a conduit and into the community, not only for helping churches make inroads into their community and how they can be impactful, but then how can we help those individuals that go through the Prosper program get connected into gainful employment? So partnering with businesses and business owners is one key component of that. The program itself, with how we had it designed, was to be a 6 to 8 week program where we would be meeting with these individuals. And obviously, all of that was done before COVID. So now that we're in the era of where we're at now, we can't necessarily meet in person. So we've, over the past several months here, have been refining the curriculum itself and putting it into a format that could be deployed online to try to help build some of the foundational elements of what this course would look like. We're hopeful that at some point we can get back to in-person. We're trying to be innovative with how we can do that, but that's what our track is right now. The workshops themselves, we've refined that so that we could offer that up for like over a business lunch at some of these businesses. Maybe we've got business owners that want to have some sort of curriculum to provide to their existing staff of how they can help improve teamwork or build professionalism in the workplace. So we've developed some of our lessons that we would normally be guided in the 6 to 8 week program, and how we can tailor that now to a business where we can do one-off workshops. And in the same way, how can we come alongside churches thinking about the arena of assimilation? How do we help develop our lay leaders, or maybe we've got a community outreach program that we're trying to do. How can we use these tools to build up our own faith family to be able to greater serve the community, whether it be inside of our ministry or reaching out into the surrounding community?
So now when people come to you, whether it's the workshop or the Prosper course, what should they expect as they go along this path and start to take these courses?
We did a pilot class back in November, and we were ready to launch it in-person classes in April. So, I mean, we were right on the cusp of doing that in-person, and it just didn't work out right. But one of the key things that the individuals that attended our pilot class kind of took away is that it's really more of an interactive, and that's why it needs to be in-person and relational, is because it's the very first step that we do is we use a personality assessment tool that specifically focuses in on strengths, your natural inherent strengths and abilities and gifts and talents that you have. So once they take that, then we kind of break them into separate groups where they're not necessarily in a group with someone that has similar strengths as themselves. So It kind of does a lot of workshop style of format of where they can go back and forth and start to find out real quick how they can interact and leverage their strengths into relationship development, which is what we do in the workplace when we're working with our colleagues, with our peers, with our superiors, whatever it may be, or customers, whatever it may be. You know, our natural gifts and abilities are going to shine in those elements there. So how do we start to give them some real world practice of how they can do that, and do that in a classroom type of setting? So you're going to uncover things about yourself that you may have already known, but you just haven't really had the ability to focus in on and say, how can I use this gift or talent in my everyday life, whether it be interacting with my spouse or my kids or my boss or my peers? How can I leverage this gift and this talent to be able to benefit not only myself, but the greater community that I'm a part of?
Well, let's face it, there's probably a lot of this for all of us that would be very good to, as we evolve, as we change in these different stages of our lives, some of those gifts and some of those talents will resonate more at different stages too. Wouldn't you agree?
I would completely agree. Yeah, I think there's benefit in all of us to be able to do something like this, of how we can do that. Because so often we're, especially in our culture and our society, we're told, and that's why we go through college and professional development, we're told, okay, here's what you want to do. Here's where your weakness is. You got to work on that and practice on that and turn that weakness into a strength.
Now, your mission is geared towards people that are above the poverty line, but just barely. Why was that important to you? And talk a little bit about the need there.
There were still people that were hurting and struggling to get ahead. God kind of led us to and saw that, you know, there is this population that's missing some of the assistance and the benefit. A dear friend and pastor up in the Midland area, Ed Derner, I know a lot of people are aware of him, and he uses the illustration of the river, that we're all in this river of life. And where we build upon that illustration is, okay, and where Ed builds his peer ministries off of that illustration there, is our thought was that, okay, when we're looking at this river, you know, there's this cliff at the end that people are headed towards. And we, as a church and as a society and as a culture, see that there's some immediate needs that needs to happen there, whether it be homeless assistance or food banks, clothing banks, whatever it may be. Those are vitally important things that need to happen in the social service realm. Our curiosity is, how can we get further upstream? How can we interact with people that are further up from being impacted by poverty, but if life continues on the way it was, they're eventually going to end up needing those services. So how can we get there and provide that care and that love and concern for our neighbors that we have immediately around us? And that's kind of how we got drawn into this.
Now, if businesses or people, churches want to partner with you, how can they get involved?
Yeah, so the best bet is, I mean, they can definitely check out our website, which is project812.org. We try to be very active on our social media feed as well. So looking us up on Facebook, which is Project 812, and that's all spelled out. Or they can send me an email directly, steve@project812.org. We didn't necessarily hitch our wagon, so to say, to one specific church, because we feel that this is a tool and a resource that could be beneficial for all churches. So we want to make sure that we can deploy it out and help those churches, you know, serve their neighbors. We don't have anything on the schedule yet, just because it's still up in the air as to when we can start to host in-person classes. I'm hopeful that probably sometime in mid-October, we will have something lined up and ready to go. But in the meantime, like I said, we're putting these videos together and deploying them on our website. So on the Project 812 website, under the Prosper section, we're going to start having videos, segments that are on there that are going to start giving some people some solid foundations of what this looks like and how it might be beneficial for them or their communities that they're in. But if there is interest for doing an online course, we are looking at and exploring utilizing tools like Google Hangout or Zoom to be able to hold in-person one-on-one type of webinars. If people have got interest in inquiry into that, send me an email at steve@project812.org.
All right, Steve, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. Again, it's project812.org. That's a great way to get a hold of Steve and to connect with him. And again, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about Project 812. We want to thank you for listening to our Innovative Missional Ministries podcast, brought to you by the Michigan District. Have a great day.